I'm standing in my hotel room in Graz, in Austria, with the windows wide open, and I'm looking and listening to the river and the road and the city before me. And it's been almost exactly a year since I was the last here. How do I know that? I checked in and the Foursquare check-in said, "You were here last year in October." I'm here for the same reason this year, the Elevate Festival. And if you check out the hashtag Elevate Festival, you'll no doubt see who else is here and a little bit of information about the festival itself, which is well worth visiting at least one time in your life, especially if you're into music and political discourse, hosted mainly inside a hollowed out mountain surrounded by great food, drink and people. Speaking of people, the trip into town was pretty nice. I was sat between Stefan Ramsdorf, who's one of the top climate scientists in the world. There was Mark Stevenson on the other side of me. You may know him from his... he's Optimist on Tour on Twitter, author. There was also Nafiz Ahmed, who does all kinds of cool stuff in the UK. Should I say Dr. Nafiz? And he was here showing a film last year. This year, I think he's talking on panels like myself. Mark's good lady was also here, and there was a driver taking us into town. The conversation was fascinating, as you would imagine, with such epic minds sharing the ride with me. I said, "Oh, I'd like to record this," and everybody looked at me like I was some kind of freaky blogging weirdo. And they said, "No, let's just have the conversation." Which I kind of find strange, because the scientist is a blogger and Mark is a writer. Maybe Mark doesn't like to share his thoughts because he sells them in a book. That must be the reason. And I can kind of understand a scientist not necessarily wanting to have an uncontrolled, casual conversation captured in his full knowledge, obviously. But who knows who I am? And who's likely to start trolling him? The climate skeptics apparently give him a hard time, so he was a little bit nervous to it. But it is difficult sometimes when I'm thinking, oh, this is an awesome conversation. And I did ask permission. And when people say, no, half of me obviously respects their wishes and doesn't. The other half of me thinks, oh, don't you understand the potential value of sharing a conversation? I will have a conversation in a very similar fashion, recorded online, as I will offline. And I wonder if people have to go into a certain mindset. Me capturing a conversation doesn't have to be any different to them having a conversation, does it? Or do you suddenly go into somebody's recording mode? I must sound smarter, say cleverer things, or not say too many things. I totally, you know, understand the need for knowing that there's a conversation being recorded, because the last thing you want to do is talk about things that aren't necessarily ready to be public yet. But I'm going to try and capture as many conversations with permission as possible. But off to the slow start of me standing, looking out on a very beautiful scene. You've got the reds and the oranges and the greens and the yellows of the trees lining, oh, and a beautiful little red canoe just bobbing on the river in front of me. I've got a lift coming in a couple of minutes because I'm running a workshop before I start speaking engagements, and I believe it's going to be at a university somewhere. I'm hopefully going to be teaching some kids how to make stories, recording all kinds of multimedia, photos, video, audio, words, geographic data into a mobile device, and then curating that alongside other people's musings and newsings, and then sharing it online. So I better close my windows on the outside world, as beautiful as it is, and they are massive windows. Cool. And there's two of them, so the room, I think, will be pleasant and quiet tonight. Throw my bag on my shoulder and head down to reception of what is quite a nice hotel, actually. Laters.